Welcome to the Software Testing Podcast, sponsored by ASTQB. ASTQB, the American Software Testing Qualifications Board, is the U.S. board for the internationally recognized ISTQB Software Testing Certification. Our mission is to promote professionalism in software testing in the United States. We are pleased to present these podcasts as a service to the software testing community and invite you to learn more about ASTQB at astqb.org. I'm speaking with Phil Liu, CEO at Exwasoft, a leading provider of global software quality engineering services. Phil has international expertise in startups and operation in a wide variety of business applications, with deep experience in software engineering and real expertise in the agile testing process as well. Phil recently wrote an article for ASTQB that described the process of hiring testers, and I thought that was fascinating. So, Phil, first of all, thank you again for continuing to go through all of the writing that you do for us and the interviews and whatnot. So, again, welcome and thank you for doing that.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be here.
In the article you wrote recently for ASTQB, you describe several practices that you use when hiring testers. So, and I'll go down kind of the list that you had from that. But what I'd like to understand as I go through these is which are your favorite, or does it vary by the type of position or whatnot? But the list that you had was fairly extensive, and I don't know if you use all of these with every candidate or how that works, but there were blind interviews, there were hands-on tests, written tests, oral tests, problem-solving tests, and pairing exercises. And so, you know, of these, which do you find, you know, to be most useful? What's your favorite?
Okay. You know, I wouldn't say that there's a favorite. I would say, and you mentioned that the list was quite extensive, and actually, we use all of them on all the candidates that we bring in for interviews. And, you know, a lot of people may think that, oh, geez, that's a lot of time and so forth. But, you know, we think of it, you know, why not spend several hours with a person that you're going to invest in and that's going to be with your company,
right?
Hopefully for a few years. And they could also do damage to your company in many various ways. So we really believe in being very careful about those that come into our company. We use all of these techniques, all of these methods for each candidate, and it probably is a half a day process of really understanding the candidate and their capabilities and ways they can contribute.
Well, so let me ask you, with that long of a process, do you feel that at the point that you've brought them in for an interview that you have, you know, a very high success rate? In other words, there's not a shotgun approach that you bring in 100 candidates and only two of them are hired. You just spent,
that's for sure.
Right?
No, that's for sure, because, we have a vetting process for in the phone interviews as well. So we definitely, the candidates that we do bring in, which are not a lot because we have a pretty stringent phone interview process, we try not to waste our time or their time as well.
Right. No, that makes sense. Is there a change in emphasis on any of these? So describe a position that you might have filled recently. And maybe at a manager level, or maybe it's a certain type of team member on an agile team,
Right. I think, written and oral tests are quite common. Some of the special things that we do, you mentioned blind interviews, and a lot of times we will have people interview someone with no resume and not having seen a resume, because we don't want that to bias them in their opinion of that person. You know, if you see that a person has 10 years of experience and went to Harvard, then you're more likely to have the halo effect when you're interviewing them and see their answers in a different light. So there's that type of blind interview, but we also have blind interviews where We don't even want to blind and really blind, just like I think I mentioned in the article about the orchestra auditions, in terms of not being able to see the person that is playing the instrument behind the panel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's also very important, because sometimes you want your biases affect the way that you evaluate someone, just in the way that they, you know, move their eyes or something like that, and that's not necessarily right.
No, that's fascinating.
The other thing that we do that we've been doing a lot more of lately is that we do a lot of pairing exercises, where we will actually pair them with another one of our testers and have them work through a problem, work through analyzing a test case or a defect or verifying a defect, to see how they work with others, as well as to examine their thinking process and how they would go through things. And that's kind of a new one that we've brought on recently, but we think it's really important and probably one of the more important tests that we've been using.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you had someone who was a close friend or a family member and you wanted to give them a heads up on interviewing at ExpoSoft. Not that that would, of course, happen, but, you know, what kind of tip would you give to a candidate? You know, how do you prepare for an ExpoSoft interview? It sounds fascinating from my standpoint, but I'm not going through the interview. It can be kind of terrifying. Someone who hears this, they think, oh, yeah, I'd love to work for that company. I love Phil. I've heard great things about them. They do wonderful things. And now I'm just terrified about the whole interview process. What tips would you give to a candidate?
Well, I mean, first I would think that they should not be terrified. That why wouldn't you want to work for a company that sets the bar high and has, you know, only accepts great people? So, but I think it's just like anything, that any event or test that you would take, you know, when you prepare for your college kids prepare for their SAT test, what do they do? Well, first one is prepare, right? So mm-hmm. you think about the types of questions that you may be asked. Get lots of rest. But I think one of the things, especially now in today's society, I would encourage them not to bring their mobile phone with them.
Hmm.
Because that, when I see somebody in an interview looking at their mobile phone, to me that tells me that they don't have their 100% attention on the interview. And that's probably, maybe it's just me, I don't know, but I don't think it's definitely a minus sign in my book.
No, it makes absolute sense. And I've heard that, and actually many other crazy stories from those who are conducting interviews. And I won't ask you to protect the innocent, I won't ask you to go through some of your stories there, but that does make sense. Is there anything else, you know, that when they come in there, that just absolutely, if you can do this, it's going to at least start you off on the right foot in the interview?
Yeah, I would say that one of the things I didn't mention earlier was the problem solving test. I think this is something that perhaps is a little bit different. You know, problem solving test that we give people both in written and oral, and I think that the important thing to think about is how to approach a problem, and you know, the process of thinking is what's important, not the right answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you read through the article, and I hope everyone who has not read that article goes back to read it. It's available on the ASTQB.org website in the newsletter section. But I found it fascinating that you really want people to go even beyond the problem to define the deeper issues that exist in that scenario. You're not, as you just said, you're not necessarily looking for here's the conventional answer, but really a bigger picture understanding of what's going on to solve the greater problem, and maybe solve other problems in the process.
Right, right.
Again, on behalf of ASTQB, I want to thank you, Phil, for joining us. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We invite you to find more software testing podcasts, webinars, and white papers at www.astqb.org.